Hey, good morning. Thanks for being here this morning. My name is Andrea Smith. I have the privilege of being the pastor here, and we are so glad that you have chosen to worship at West on this Sunday morning. There's a lot of other places that you could have chosen to be, and so we are grateful that you chose to come here, whether you're worshiping with us in person or online. A huge shout out to our online community, and I invite you to communicate with one another in your chat room. Get to know each other. Thank each other for being there. The same kind of hospitality that you would extend if you were here in person, extend it to one another online. If you are new to West, we have a gift for you, and we would like to know that you're here. You can opt in to whatever degree of communication you'd like to hear from us, but we have a VIP station out front, and we would love for you to sign up and just let us know that you're worshiping with us and receive your free gift. Today is a special day. We are in the middle of a series on prayer, and so our very own Dawn Lynch is going to be leading a series of meditations and talking about what meditation is and how it's so important to our lives. So many times we think, oh, I can't meditate. You know, when I start, my mind wanders and all that kind of stuff. Dawn's going to talk to us about that this morning and teach us what it means to meditate and how to be mindful and live in the present moment. I believe that by the end of this service, you are going to leave inspired and transformed. So buckle up. It's going to be a great day of worship, and I will see you again next week. Thanks for being here.
Welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us or online this morning. For those of you who are worshiping online, my name is Dawn, and I'm the Missional Connections Catalyst here at West. And I've had the privilege of studying a 200-hour training in yoga and meditation during my time here at West. And I'm honored to lead you through a contemplative prayer practice today. Over the last month, we've been studying prayer, and if you've been following along with our devotions, you will know that Andrea has asked us to consider prayer as more of a stance and a way of being rather than an act of doing. And if you don't receive our devotions, please stop by the first-time guest area and give them your email. We'll be happy to connect you with those that go out through the week. Job 33 tells us, "The breath of God is the Spirit of God, and the breath of the Almighty gives us life. So that the Spirit of God lives in us as the believer, we have an ongoing direct access to the breath of life that will help us live abundantly." If you can breathe, you have access to one of the most powerful spiritual benefits and tools. Learning to think of the breath as a pause brings light into each present moment where God resides. There's a quote by Henry Nouwen, a Dutch priest, theologian, and psychologist. "God is a God of the present. God is always in the moment. Be that moment easy, joyful, or painful." Breath work is how we start or end each yoga practice, and it has many benefits to us, just like mentioned in the meditation benefit, the meditation video you just watched. And our breath work is equally as important when we go through a meditation practice, and that's how we'll begin our meditation today, and I'll guide you through that. There are many different forms of breath work. Today, we're going to do what is called an equal nostril breathing, where our inhalations are the same equal breath count in seconds as our exhalations, and we'll be breathing through our nose. The breath of God is a gift from God. And we learn this in the first book of the Bible, in the very beginning, in Genesis. God tells us that he breathed life into us. Now here's scripture from Genesis chapter 2. "Heaven and earth were finished, his work. On the seventh day he rested, took a pause from all of his work. God blessed the seventh day and he made it holy because all he had done, and he rested from that." This is the story of how it all started, of heaven and earth, when we were created. At the time God made heaven and earth, before any grasses or shrubs had sprouted from the ground, God hadn't yet sent rain on the earth, nor was there anyone to work the ground. God formed man, humankind, and out of the dirt, he blew into his nostrils the breath of life. A man came alive, a living soul. There is nowhere you need to go, or nowhere you need, nothing you need to do to be present with God. He is already there, seeking us, searching us, waiting for us, holding us and loving us in the spaces where we are. What if we thought about meditation and prayer as a pausing, a slowing down or resting, taking the time to notice our breath, this energy of love and light, which is God within each and every one of us? The Dalai Lama said that meditation is about the pursuit of nothingness. It's like the ultimate rest. It's better than the best sleep that you've ever had. We have this light, which is energy from above, and we have this breath, which is a gift from God. And it's our choice whether we choose to pause and live into this light and this breath, or we can choose to live out of our fears and our anxieties and our worries. As we learn to still our minds through meditation and focus on God, we are able to find that pause more readily and to respond to life rather than reacting to it. Have you ever done or said something that you wish that you can take back? Learning to practice meditation, whether it be just a minute or two a day, can really help you bring that awareness and that attention into your everyday life so that when you do experience anxiety or fear, you can just focus on the breath, take a deep breath, and pause, and then you're going to make better choices, more informed choices, instead of reacting to life around you. To be present with God is to be in the present moment, which is brought to us by focusing on our breath, the very gift of life from God. I'm going to lead you through a 10-minute guided meditation, and then at the end of this meditation, we're going to practice 2 to 3 minutes of silence and stillness. We'll begin with a bit of breath work and some body alignment. Bringing our attention and our awareness to the body helps us keep our mind focused on the breath. And it can help bring us into a deep meditative state. So we're going to make a little movement together. Consider it getting your wiggles out. Now, it's not uncommon for meditation to be uncomfortable at first. In our Western tradition, we're not conditioned to stillness and silence. We are always busy and hurrying and rushing and on the go, having our daily task lists to check off. So know that if any discomfort rises, let that be a cue to focus back on the breath and coming back into that space of peace and stillness. So sit up nice and tall, head over heart, heart over pelvis. Our spine is nice and straight and lengthened from our tailbones to the crown of our head. Both feet are flat on the ground and grounded. For those of you who are online with us, you may want to sit on the edge of your chair or the couch, or you can even lie down when you're meditating. But just get comfortable. Now close your eyes or soften your gaze. Maybe you lower your head if it doesn't feel comfortable to close your eyes completely. Pay attention to your natural breath for a moment. Feel the support of your seated position. Acknowledge any tension or stiffness in your body. Try to either accept it or gently release it. Become an observer Observe if there's any resistance or tension in your body. Now we're going to inhale through the nose to a count of three as we exhale through the nose to a count of three. Inhale, three, two, one, and exhale, three, two, one. Continue again to a count of three. See if you can fill your belly with air with each inhalation. Notice how the belly rises and it opens up your heart space when it's full of breath. And notice how each exhalation brings you into a more and more relaxed place. Now see if you can lengthen your inhalations and exhalations, maybe to a count of four or five, and then maybe even to a count of 6 or 7 seconds. Be here, present with your breath, learning to pause in this present moment. All your cares have left this space. All your worries have drifted away. In this space, for this time we are together, we will notice what is loving and just and full of peace. There is nowhere you need to go and nothing you need to do. Our breath awareness brings us into the present moment where God resides. A centering union with divine energy and universal love. Slowly shake your hands in front of you, wiggling your fingers and your wrist. Imagine any stress, negativity, or worry leaving your body. Now cross your arms gently over your body, placing them on opposite shoulders. Slowly draw the arms down the biceps to the elbows and the wrist. And when the palms are touching, take a pause here. As you inhale, draw the hands towards the chest. And as you exhale, push the arms away. Imagine all of your worries leaving. All of your troubles and challenges gone for this moment. We'll take a big inhale together, and then we exhale, we'll sigh it out. Inhaling to a count of three, two, one. Now exhale and sigh it out. If you would like to send any loving energy to someone who may need it right now, go ahead and bring that person to your mind. Dedicate this time of meditation, contemplation, and prayer to them. Then believe that somehow, in some way, God moves in and through all things, sending your loving energy and thoughts to bring peace and comfort to others. We are not our thoughts. We are much more than our thoughts. As we sit and sink into silence, we may hear some chatter in the background of our minds. Know that this is normal. For now, I invite you to move and just maybe let them be as we open ourselves up to the love and wisdom beyond our own. This pausing and just being is a sacred space. It's where we learn to respond instead of react. The current moment is abundant with enoughness. It's God's presence, the living essence, lighting an awareness that you are right where you need to be, and you are here for a reason. Bring a smile to your face. Visualize breathing into this space of your heart. Just be present in this moment. You may notice your thoughts that resist being fully present in the moment. Don't judge this. Just be here now. What sounds do you hear? Can you hear the music softly playing in the background? For those of you who are watching online, maybe you hear various noises in the background of your homes and different spaces. Take a moment to listen and notice. Notice the sensation of the clothing against your skin. Now return your focus back to the breath. Try to bring your awareness to the subtle sensation of your breath in your nostrils. Maybe bring one hand close to your nostrils so you can feel the coolness of the breath entering your body and the warmth as it leaves your body and touches your hand. Then relax your hand back down. Slowly shake your head from side to side as if you were saying no. No to fear, no to negativity, and no to distractions. And then slowly start to shake your head up and then down as if you were nodding yes. Yes to faith, yes to love, yes to life and vitality. The Apostle Paul is known for saying that regardless of our circumstances, whether we are comfortable or uncomfortable, imprisoned or free, sick or well, we possess a mind that remains impartial. Through meditation, we deliberately seek out discomfort through our stillness and our meditation practice. But we do it anyway. Embracing the discomfort helps us in life. When life gets challenging, we know that we can breathe in and through those difficult spaces and places. So learning to sit in this discomfort is part of the practice. It's about making progress and learning to handle failure with greater resilience and grace. Allowing ourselves the freedom to mess up, to embrace imperfection, and to make mistakes. In our vulnerability, God's strength shines. Maybe say this silently in your mind. Where I am weak, I have a God who is strong. This enables us to practice with no preference. Finding grounding, and there's moments when we are faced with discomfort. Maybe it's discomfort in a situation or a conversation that we're in. We can retreat within, breathe, pause, and find our grounding. Knowing that there is freedom in simply existing. Anita Grace Brown answers the question, why meditate, with this thought: to cultivate the practice of a Christ consciousness, the observer who says, I am here to observe, to notice before I speak out or write. Embracing the journey of becoming a complete individual, integrating our mind, our body, and the breath, aligning the head brain with the heart brain and the gut brain within ourselves. We're going to take a few rounds of breath here as we pause. Now I invite you to sit here in silence for about 2 to 3 minutes, drawing your breaths inward and upward, finding that sacred pause. Settle more deeply now. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Slowly start to bring your awareness back into this space. Make any subtle movements by wiggling your wrist and your fingers. Maybe even taking a full body stretch as if you were waking up for the first time by placing your arms over your head. Maybe you will begin each day with a minute or two of contemplation meditation. Breathing into your body a divine love, into the space of your mind, body, and soul. Our breath awareness brings us into the present moment where God resides. May this centering union with a divine energy and universal love be with you. How are we receiving and giving the spirit of God's breath of life? Will you pray with me? Dear gracious God, may your Holy Spirit guide us and comfort us and sustain us and empower us to be carriers of your love and your light. May we receive your light. May we give your light to others. May we honor that light and may we carry it into the world. In your precious name, amen. Go now in peace.